All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you again for being able to come, especially on right before Pesach. I'll try to be short this time so everybody can go back and help clean. This week, a somewhat related to Pesach question. You'll see how it relates to Pesach in a few minutes. So, in the city, Israel has some cities that are all Jewish, some cities that are all Arab, and some that are what are called mixed cities. So one of the mixed city, one of the very large mixed cities where Jews and Arabs live side by side is a city called Lod. It's near Ben Gurion Airport, and so there's a shul in Lod, and for Mincha and Maariv they often struggle to get a minyan. And it's a very large city, so not everybody knows everybody. It's not like a small yeshuv where everybody recognizes everybody's face and where they live. Here, there's many, many thousands of people. So just because you see somebody walking on the street doesn't mean you know them. So they had seen, there was an Arab that was, you know, working in the neighborhood or passing by in the neighborhood very often. And one day, they see a person walk into shul to complete the minyan. He's got a big yarmulke, payas, tzitzis coming out. He's dressed like a Jew, but he looks familiar. And they do a double take. It's that Arab that they've seen for years walking around in the neighborhood. And they asked him, what happened? And he said, I found out I'm Jewish. My mother was Jewish. And I'm here to complete the minyan. And so the question is, when somebody just says, oh, you know what, I found out I'm Jewish, do we just accept that for minyan purposes or for other purposes as well? Maybe there's a difference between, you know, marrying them or, you know, making them just complete a minyan. But do we just accept or believe somebody when they say, oh, yeah, I'm Jewish, or I found out that I'm Jewish? What do you think? Well, to take a step back, how do I know that you guys are Jewish? You don't. Okay, I mean, maybe you're telling the truth, maybe you're lying, but even if you think you're telling the truth, maybe you're wrong. Maybe there's something that you don't know. So the question is, how do we know that anybody's Jewish? How do you know that I'm Jewish? You're right. We don't know for sure. So there's a story about, in Gemara and Pesachim, about a guy that would come to the Beis HaMikdash to offer the Karban Pesach, and he wasn't Jewish, but he pretended to be Jewish. Why is a very interesting story. Some people say he wanted to get the Jews in trouble because they weren't allowed to bring the Karban Pesach at that time, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How can you bring the Karban Pesach when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is an interesting question, not for now. But Tosfos asks, well, how do you just believe somebody? And so in that case, if somebody walks into the Beis HaMikdash to offer a Karban Pesach, right, because non-Jews would also come to the Beis HaMikdash to offer sacrifices. So somebody just walks into the Beis HaMikdash with a Karban that only a Jew can bring. Why should you accept it? The Tosfos says because there's a concept called Rov. There's a concept called majority. So the majority of people that walk into the Beis HaMikdash with a Karban that's only for Jews, odds are they're Jewish. So in this case, can we extrapolate to that? Can we say that that's the same thing over here? Right, because we know this person. I don't know all of his intimate family details. I don't know who his mother is. But we can't apply Rove. We can't apply the concept of majority because we're dealing with one specific person who we know. The same thing Tosfos says is even if we're not talking about the Beis HaMikdash, if we're just talking about randomly, if somebody walks into a shul, how do I know that I can count them for a minyan? Tosfos says, because of a chazaka. There's a concept in halacha called chazaka, which means that I don't know everything. I can't live my life fact-checking everything. So there are certain mindsets that we have. Just I'll give you an example. When you go on an elevator, so how do you know that the elevator is up to code? Just because there's a sign that says that it's been inspected, you know, 5-6 months ago. How do you know it's up to code now? So we have what's called a chazaka, that you just know that, okay, there's this sign here. That means that X number of months ago, it was safe. And so assuming that nothing ruins that concept in my mind, the elevator still works.
What do you say, ruin a chazaka or a
Yeah, but there's no Rov or Chazaka. That's what I mean. In a random case of somebody walking into a shul, maybe there's Rov, maybe there's not. But there's certainly a Chazaka that...
There is no
Rov. Right. Yeah. So in this case, though, I don't have any image. I ruined this image of this guy because I know he wasn't Jewish beforehand. So both scenario, both concepts of Rov and Chazaka wouldn't work in this case. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but is it? I don't know. Do you want to explain?
So there is a concept in halacha, which is how do I know that that I can trust your kashrus when I go to your house? And you say, hey, this food's kosher, Rabbi Benoff. Why don't you come and join us for a Shabbos meal? So how do I know that I can eat there just because you say that it's kosher? Maybe it's not. And so we have a concept in halacha called Eid Echad Neman Bisur. That even though normally you need two witnesses, when it comes to Isser Veheter, Kashrus stuff, one person is enough. Over here, though, I don't even know if this guy's a good witness or not because I don't know if he's Jewish or not. So what Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein said is that in this case, you have no Rov, you have no Chazaka, and so you can't count him for a minion. So it doesn't work. But that's only because I knew that he wasn't that he wasn't Jewish at one point. At least that's how he presented himself. And it's only now that he tries to change our perception of him that now I need new evidence. But if just a random person walks into a shul and says, I'm Jewish, you have to believe them at face value. You have to accept them. And this has a lot of ramifications in terms of marriage. I don't know if you're aware that a couple of months ago there was a story in Texas, Texas or Arizona, I forget exactly, somewhere down south, where it turned out somebody wasn't Jewish. And so how were they able to go into the community? Well, it's because exactly that if somebody presents themselves as Jewish and acts like a Jew, unless there's other evidence that contradicts that, we have to accept that at face value. However, and with this I'll close, there is one other problem, particularly in Israel. So we only believe somebody if they don't have an ulterior, if we don't suspect an ulterior motive. So in America, it's not that great being Jewish. You know, a lot of people want to kill us. A lot of people don't really like us. But in Israel, yes, that's true that many people don't like Jews in Israel also. But there's a lot of rights that Jewish people have, not necessarily legal, but social benefits of being a Jew. You're part of a very broad, intimate community. And so if somebody just claims to be Jewish in Israel, Rav Zilberstein said, that might not even be enough. You might need to have more evidence of, you know, being involved in Jewish life, simply because just claiming to be Jewish is really works to your benefit. So we don't necessarily believe everybody at face value in Israel. So I just want to thank you all for coming. It's been great. And Emir Tashem will continue the Halacha Shir after Pesach. Have a great day.